Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, presented by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Amen. I've got a scripture.
Good. I was hoping you would.
It says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27 through 30, Paul the Apostle is sending some instruction to the people at Philippi. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit. Say one spirit.
One spirit.
With one mind.
One mind.
Striving together.
Yes, yeah, striving together.
For the faith of the gospel.
Wow, for the faith of the gospel.
And in nothing.
And in nothing.
Terrified.
Be terrified.
Be terrified by your adversaries.
By your adversaries.
Which is to them an evident token of perdition.
Wow.
But to you of salvation.
Wow.
And that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. And here it says that you stand fast in the Spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And basically...
That is so loaded. The NIV says, I think it's the NIV, whatever happens, say whatever happens.
Whatever happens.
Look at your neighbor and tell them, whatever happens.
Whatever happens.
Conduct yourselves in a worthy manner. Or a manner worthy of the gospel. This is so powerful, Mahesh. It says, and then of course, I mean, Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. All the stuff that he was in the middle of, and he was giving them strong encouragement. Whether in my sight or in my absence, that I will know you stand firm in one spirit. And he was drawing strength by giving them strength. But
in a manner worthy of the gospel
yeah.
of Christ. So the way, be worthy of the sacrifice that Christ had for you. Act in that kind of manner.
And look at this, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you.
That makes sense. That's awesome.
That is absolutely brilliant. That is a powerful word culturally to the church right now in our nation. Without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. Wow, we receive that.
And part of this was meditating on just how this is Veterans Day and... You think of all those who are willing to lay down their lives. They wore the uniform of the armed forces of the United States, and we honored all branches in that song. I love that. It's a great song.
Yeah.
The movies that have, I like to watch all war movies. In fact, there is
Midway is out this
There's
weekend.
There's a new war movie of Midway.
I hope they did it well.
Well, yeah. The last Midway was
right.
Charlton Heston. Moses
yeah.
came
they
down and played.
They got to step up to the plate if they're going to beat that one.
Yeah, he was in Midway. No wonder they won. They had Moses.
Moses was there.
was with them. But one of my... favorite, it's quite serious, but very well done, is Saving Private Ryan. They have, the whole aim is to save this one young man because all his brothers have become casualties and passed on. And so it's order
wow.
from the president,
wow.
Roosevelt.
Wow.
And
there were five,
George
right?
Marshall,
five?
Yeah.
Five.
You know, four of them have been on this one ship or something. And
oh,
true story. based on a true story, but then they made it artificial. But they are able to save Private Ryan, but the whole, pretty much everyone else of that force that rescued Private Ryan is passed on, laid down their lives. And in a sense, that the scripture makes sense for them, but for us too. That at the end, Tom Hanks acts the part of the commander who's able to go there and rescue Private Ryan. But Tom Hanks' role, the captain, is dying. Mm-hmm. But he looks at Private Ryan and says very powerful words. And he says, earn this. Mm-hmm. Earn this. Mm-hmm. And then the movie kind of transits to about almost 50 years later. And Private Ryan now is an older gentleman. And he's standing at the graveside of Tom Hanks' grave, the captain. And he remembers his words and admonition, earn this. And he asks his wife, did I earn this? Was I worthy? And he just is so convicted. But for us, here Paul is saying, act worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What he has done, let your life be so adjusted that they would be proud of your life, that you have lived in a similar manner, willing to lay down your life. So, and what kind of life do we have? And so the scripture here, Paul is saying, don't you back down because all of these others threaten or make you where you would say, okay, no, we don't, we give in. And in a sense, this last many years, they have put such an influence against Christians that we have stepped back in several things of our values. We really have not been united. We've not been of one spirit. And so as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, our cause is Jesus is Lord. Our cause is Jesus, King of glory. Let him be Lord over the United States of America. Let him be Lord over every area of our lives. We want to celebrate and honor Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. I was looking through Storm Warrior, our book Storm Warrior, the Believer's Strategy for Victory, and just revisiting some of the things that inspired us there. One of them, we put a quote in there from General Sherman from the Civil War, and he said, the commander must be at the very head of the forces, must be seen there, and the effect of his mind and personal energy must be felt by every officer and man. And then, of course, we were likening that to having your personal vision of Jesus, the captain of armies that has triumphed and is the ultimate storm warrior. And in Hebrews 11, what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith, say through faith.
Through faith.
Subdued kingdoms. Say subdued kingdoms. Can you imagine? Can you believe that Christ in you, the hope of glory, is participating in the advance of the kingdom now to literally subdue kingdoms? You remember when, it was Nebuchadnezzar that saw Jesus, the stone made without hand, cut without hands out of the heavens and was hurled down and hit the foundation of all the great kingdoms of the world. And they, you know, began to topple. And that stone, the chief cornerstone, went on to continue to rise and rise and rise. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar saw true history thousands of years in advance. That's so powerful. That is so powerful. And of course, Daniel was the man that was able to tell him what he had just seen. But he saw the rising of that mountain in the earth. Say, in the earth.
In the earth.
Say, the mountain of the Lord.
The mountain of the Lord.
The chief of the mountains is rising in the earth. And I'm a living stone. Yes. Amen. 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 You know, one of the things I noticed, and I know you're tracking on Veterans Day, but there's a phrase in this version that hit me afresh today of Philippians. It says that the opposition of those who oppose you is a sign that they are going to be nullified, taken out. I mean, Scripture is really good to get our perspective from. Paul says the fact that they're opposing is the sign to you that their opposition is going to be taken away. That's incredible. And you will be delivered. Wow. Amen.
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 And I feel that as we observe and celebrate and honor Veterans Day, mm-hmm. that there is, of course, physically, a lot of you have worn uniforms of the Marines, the Army, Navy. Our son-in-law was commander. Uh-huh. We still call him commander.
We do. His name in all of my contacts is
Navy.
Commander.
Yeah. And you were in the Marines, Hank. What was your rank?
Captain.
Yes.
From now on, you can address Hank as Captain. Captain?
Yeah.
Today is the U.S. Marine Corps 244th birthday.
Wow.
Wow.
Give them a clap.
Wow.
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 Right?
And it was Lord Nelson, right? The original inspiration, isn't it? Going way back, Lord Nelson.
No.
I mean, I'm thinking.
This is the U.S. Marine.
I know. But in their tradition, I learned
the
this
British
when Paul.
The British did not take us over.
Hey,
hallelujah.
When,
I'm
no.
just kidding.
I'm
teasing.
All right, never mind.
Sorry. Go ahead.
We'll talk about it later. I'll show
well,
you.
No,
what
no.
I'm about.
I sidetracked you.
The great debate is about to begin. No. You were saying Isaiah 60. Is that
yeah,
where
Isaiah
you're going?
60, I was going to go. But that there is an ongoing battle between the powers of darkness. The powers of light. And in our lifetime, as we become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we were quite a bit as we, in the charismatic outpouring and the just Holy Spirit making this real, there was spiritual, we saw a little more of the reality of spiritual warfare and the truth that we have to contend for our faith. And act worthy of the past saints who have gone on and laid down their lives so that we could have a strong Christian nation and act worthy of their sacrifices. And that, thank the Lord, we can have freedom of worship. And we want to teach those values
Amen.
To our children and grandchildren. But there is a scripture, Isaiah 60 says, "Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold," and why is the glory rising? And this is our mentor, and one of the greatest teachers of the Bible, Derek Prince, believed this was specially prophetic for the end-time believers or end-time church. And it says, "Arise, shine, for thy light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. So it talks about both the light, and basically it means the light will get brighter. Brighter and brighter. And that's God says we can go from glory to glory. So we go to the next level. By faith, we go always.
Amen, Lord.
Always being transformed, going from glory to glory. As we do, on the opposite end, the other thing is happening. Is on the opposite dark side, dark is getting darker. You say, huh, what do you mean dark? This is talking about spiritual darkness. When I got filled with the Spirit, 1972, I started getting dreams. I would get, for the next 10 Sundays, it would just come on Sunday night. I would have a dream, a very detailed dream. And it was all prophetic about what was going to happen. And I'm seeing some of those things. That the dream, I wrote the, I lost where, but I had 10 I had a big paper on which I wrote but things would get worse, darker and darker. And so darkness gets darker. Be overwhelmed by it. Be aware and don't get discouraged. God knows this is happening. I thought, for example, I never thought it would get so sexually dark in the perversions and all that.
Amen.
And 50
yeah.
years ago, you couldn't yeah. believe that this would be regularly talked about. And so,
as though it's some kind of rational or logic or natural idea of an advanced social order. Little injection in here on that.
Sure.
When Nebuchadnezzar, going back to the book of Daniel, great handbook for today's disciples. When Nebuchadnezzar first sees in Daniel's book, when he first sees the images of the kingdoms of men, he sees them represented as a man. At the end of the revelation, the kingdoms are represented as beasts. To me, that speaks of what we are observing in global history, that in the face of advanced technology and quote-unquote socialization, quote-unquote civilization, the actual morality and logic of men and kingdoms is going from more human-like to more, from less human-like to more beast-like, right? Isn't that something? Scripture is always, the Lord, the living God who has given us our Bible is so magnificent. And the narrative, the story, the reality and life of the of Scripture is so powerful for us. So, sorry, I interrupted, but
no,
I just saw that image. I was like,
so don't be surprised and don't lament, yeah. Oh, how terrible things are. God knows what's happening.
We could turn all the lights out real quick, and one person could, hold up their Bic.
They could.
You won't do it. But the reality is, the darker it is, the tiniest light is really bright.
Exactly.
So that's the encouragement. The light of Christ in you is irrepressible. I mean, he is present and he is light. So as darkness deepens and thickens, obviously, rise up, go ahead and shine, because this is your time to be brighter and more distinct than ever.
Amen. And that is part of our challenge, is do not be defined by the darkness.
Yeah.
We're going to be defined by the light. And my focus is on the light. We don't take our eyes off the light, but be aware that the darkness is going darker, and only in the manner of spiritual darkness, it's getting darker and darker. Don't get discouraged by it, and realize when this is happening that we are, in a sense, if I can say it, we need to freshly, on this Veterans Day, I would want to commit afresh to the army of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That he is the captain of the armies of the living God.
Yeah.
And there is a same scenario where Elijah is coming out of this fortress structure, and the king of Syria sent hundreds of thousands of soldiers just for him to defeat him. And his attendant gets scared and says, "What shall we do?" And Elijah acts like he doesn't care. And he says, "Lord, open his eyes." And so the Lord opens his servant's eyes, and he sees the armies of God all around, and multiple thousands and thousands of angels and chariots of God on fire. And then the servant says, "I'm with you." Not really, but there are more with
Jesus,
us
yes.
than with them.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Say, yes. There are more with us.
There are more with us
than with them.
Than with them. And you know what? We pray what he prayed. He was very merciful to his enemies, but he prayed, "Lord, blind them and allow our escape from their devices." So for you, concerning all that opposes you, we pray the blessing of the Lord to blind your opposers in order to facilitate your escape from their devices. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But see also the character of Elijah in that his servant, I don't blame him, he says, "Hey, they're blind. Let's wipe them out." And Elijah says, "No, that's not worthy of the Lord."
Amazing.
Basically, he gives them a party. He feeds them and then leads them on the other side where they would not be able to harm his people. But it's do not despair and do not look, open your eyes towards the light, and you see there are more with you than with them. So God, these are the values denigrated and all of that, and that these are the end times. And these are end times that it says the glory is rising on you. Arise, shine. So your job is to shine. Arise and shine. There was literally this true story. It happened to me when I was just freshly baptized in the Holy Spirit, and God was teaching me to be hearing the voice of the Lord. So he would tell me to go somewhere. I would go and I had very little money. And I remember one time God says, "Go to Santa Fe." And I didn't understand why I would go, but there was a seminar taking place, charismatic. And so I got on the bus. I didn't have a car. And wondering why the Lord told me to get in there. It got darker and darker. And the bus had very little light on it. And we were, the bus was empty, except for the driver up there. And the only other person was this giant of a man with tattoos all over, even on his face. And I said, "I hope that man stays far from me." And in fact, as it got darker, then the whole bus is empty. Here's this the man with the giant man with the big tattoos, the driver, and me. And it's got darker. This man's tent comes up, the big tall man with the tattoos, and he looks down at me and says, "Is the seat taken?" Now I'm sitting all alone. There is a thing. And I said,
"Yes."
"No, it's you, me." I was just hoping he would not break every bone in my body. I mean, and after a while he says, "Who are you?" I said, "Nobody." And I told him, I serve the Lord. And I wanted to say, "And please don't kill me." Then he said, "I just came out of prison 3 days ago." And he showed me his hand. "So I tried to kill myself 2 days ago. They found me." He had cut his wrist. So said, "I came out of prison, couldn't find, there was I don't know where my family is. I've been several years in prison." So I was suicidal. And then he said, "I got on the bus to go to some friends. And as I've been sitting there this last hour, do you know you're shining?" And there was a light shining out from my body. I think it was just an angel or something. And he said, "So can you help me?" And yeah. I said, "I know the answer. You need to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior."
Wow.
And as I led him in prayer, he raised his hands and started speaking in tongues. I had never lectured him on tongues. And I knew there was hope for him. Yeah. The Lord came and met him. Mm. So basically, the Lord had me get on that bus.
Wow.
He wanted me to lead this man to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But when you don't realize it, in a way, I've heard this of several other past situations of other people, but that you are a light in the darkness. Mm-hmm. Wherever you go, you are, as you have Jesus, you have the light. How many of you have Jesus? Keep your hand up. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." So you have the light of the world inside your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
So our assignment is, I believe, to, in our heart, to volunteer afresh to be part of the army of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That we can be veterans in a different way.
It's good.
But we honor what the true veterans have done.
Yeah.
And always honor them. And remember those words of Captain Tom Hanks. Earn this. Act worthy.
Yeah. Walk in a manner worthy
of the Lord. And then part of that, our assignment is to preach the gospel, to shine in such a way, and to contend for the faith.
Yeah. Makes me think of Ephesians 6. It says, "My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand." Say stand.
Stand.
"That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore," say therefore.
Therefore.
Take on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, say, having done all, stand. Stand there for, wow. Stand. Do you want us to stand?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you want to, you can.
Having done all, stand. It says it right there.
Yeah, make a stand.
Stand, therefore. Look at your neighbor. Say, gird yourself with truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put the gospel of peace on your feet. And take the shield of faith. Praise the Lord. It says, with all these, you will be able to quench every fiery dart of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We pray for a fresh infilling, a fresh infusion of the prayer of the Spirit, the river of Spirit prayer, to fill you, to fill your spirit, to overflow into your heart and mind and right out of your mouth. That always, in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watch therefore with all perseverance and pray for all the saints. And then he ends it, Paul ends it. All of this, while you're doing all of this, make sure that you're praying that the gospel can be preached boldly. So it's Amen. Exactly the same. The end of all of these exhortations is that the gospel continue to advance, that mountain continue to grow and rise above every other principality and power in the earth.
And as the light, arise, shine for your light, as the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, as the darkness gets darker, you, the glory will shine even more
Thank
brightly
you, Jesus.
Over you. So that's, if you want to know what, in a theoretical sense, what's happening right now. Darkness is getting darker, but the light is getting brighter. So you,
glory,
God, just as you focus on the Lord and let the Holy Spirit guide us as we volunteer afresh to be in the army of the Lord. So not to object. Suddenly God will put you in some exciting challenges.
Big God, man with tattoos?
Yeah. I was scared. I thought he would beat me up. He looked. And yet he was in desperate need.
That is so powerful.
Tried to commit suicide.
That is so powerful.
And
so powerful.
The reason he came up to me was, he was seeing this light shine.
And I would like to say, I don't think that was an angel. Because Isaiah 60 says, the glory of the Lord is risen on you, or resting on you. It was the Holy Spirit that he saw.
Yeah.
You were shining. You shine.
Lord.
You shine. And more and more, your shining will create a distinction. And so what we need to understand is what Scripture says. That distinction is the aroma of life. That guy, that light became that fragrance of life. But it also says that your distinction, the rising of your shining in the glory of the Lord, for some is a threat. It is death to them. But we go back to Philippians, and it says, this is your sign that their wiles are going to be destroyed. So be encouraged. We are so, Mahesh and I were so blessed. Derek, our spiritual father, this was our basic understanding about opposition. We weren't always like, oh, the devil this, the devil that. When when the winds of opposition, whatever they were in various different things, whether it was with the illness in our kids or, you know, different church dynamics or whatever the thing was, we got excited when there was opposition. It like charged our batteries to rise and recognize, we're going in the right direction. This, you know, the Lord is with us kind of thing. So I believe that's what the Lord wants us to take a fresh from today, from the inspiration of our veterans and honoring the men and women who have laid down their lives as a remembrance and a symbol for us of the greatest veteran and the victory that has been achieved at the cross, and the fact that we are marching towards the ultimate end game.
Yeah, we looked at that scripture, I think Friday, of Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Look at the Lord.
Yeah.
Strong. And
remember
awesome.
The Lord.
Remember the Lord. Imprint him on your heart. And then battle for your sons, your daughters, your brothers, your sisters. Be, you know, take up the battle.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the Psalm 34:7. One of the things this is the time frame where we cannot chicken out. Don't get wimpy. When I was getting married to Bonnie, and I was just a young pastor, and I was happy. So it was wonderful. We got, and then I got scared. Did I make the right decision? Was this the time? Should I wait? It was just a stupid attack.
I think it was the phone call of your former fiance's father that called you on the morning of our wedding, begging you not to marry me. True story.
This would require 7 more sessions to talk, explain. But my only thing I was saying was that someone came up and he said, "You turned white. What's the problem?" And I said, "The great chicken spirit is attacking me." But I came out of it. Glory to God. I'm very, very happy. Aren't you glad I got overcome? Sheesh.
You have overcome.
Well, how many men are there that the chicken spirit kind of can attack?
Don't make
you?
Them confess that.
Yeah, have I you? Mean. Yeah. Hank, even though he was a Marine, yeah, attacks of the chicken spirit. No, you never did.
Oh, Lord.
But the Lord says, I mean, there are 63 times in the Bible, he says, "Fear not."
Wow.
Fear not, fear not. Because he comes alongside and gives you the victory. So today,
amen,
we are proud to serve Jesus, the captain of the armies of the living God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
And we honor the veterans.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
So, Lord, we do thank you for all of our veterans, for their families, living and past. And we pray that as we remember as a grateful nation the sacrifice and the current service and sacrifice, God, we ask for a new wave of revival and healing, especially for the living veterans and for the families of those who have lost their loved ones in service to our nation. Let your grace and your glory come at this time of year as we enter into the holidays. Consolation of Israel, Holy Spirit, we're praying today that there would be a blessing of grace and peace and visitation. Lord, we also do pray for and remember and lift up to you all of those living vets who have suffered or are suffering from any of the traumas of war or engagement in the battle theater. That the PTSD sufferers, God, we pray that you would catch them up. Amen. In a fresh wave of healing and revival, that you would restore the foundations and restore them, God, to their former glories and to their families. We thank you for the sacrifice. We especially thank you for the sacrifice of your Son. And today, Lord Jesus, Captain of armies, we pray, pour out your Spirit on each of us, anoint and equip afresh, that we may not only stand, but advance together.
Amen.
In our spheres of influence, that your house, your kingdom, be seen as bright light, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. So we pray now in thanksgiving and honor and remembrance, and we pray, come Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.